If you want to stay consistent with your podcast, you need a podcast content strategy. This ensures that you always have topics to pull from, but these aren't any old random topics. These are topics that will support your podcast and business goals. I'm going to walk you through my podcast content strategy in today's episode. This is a podcast content strategy for solo episodes, specifically for business owners who are leveraging the platform for lead generation and signing clients. Welcome back to the Evergreen Marketing Era for Women Entrepreneurs podcast. If you're new here or you just need a friendly reminder, I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, a podcast strategist for women in business who want to make a greater impact using their voice, reach more of their ideal clients so they can change more people's lives and businesses, and have a marketing and sales system that continues to put in that work even when they aren't working. So when you're building your podcast content strategy, the key is to remember you are creating content for your ideal buyer. It's not about what you want to talk about. It's about attracting, nurturing, and converting. You have to treat your podcast like a marketing and sales platform. So here's how I develop my podcast content strategy. I decide on my goals for the next 3 to 6 months. And this is really important because when you are, you know, creating content for specific offers, you have to give it 3 to 6 months to work. So before I get into like breaking that down, I want you to ask yourself these questions. Are you trying to generate leads and drive those leads to your email list? Are you selling a specific offer? Are you trying to drive signups for a live workshop or masterclass? Your content needs to be tailored to support those goals. Like, what are you actually trying to achieve in the next 3 to 6 months? The reason why I say 3 to 6 months is that you need to focus on a single call to action for 2 to 3 months. Don't keep changing your call to action. And I'm speaking from experience. If you're hosting a workshop, a challenge, or a masterclass, you need to start promoting that baby 2 to 3 months before it goes live to give you enough time to generate leads for it. And it's like with any marketing platform, right? You can't, like, unless you have like a huge audience that is warm, they are hooked in super fans, like you can't, 9 times out of 10, you can't post one time about something and expect a million signups. Like, I know I'm exaggerating the numbers, but you have to give yourself time. If you have, you know, launched a new offer and you promote it consistently for 2 to 3 months on your podcast, but you also want to make sure that 2 to 3 months before you launch the new offer, you create that top of funnel content that attracts the best fit clients for that offer to your podcast. It's really just rethinking about how you approach podcasting. Like, it's not just a platform for you to yap. You have to look at it strategically with marketing. So we know when we launch a new offer, 2 to 3 months and potentially even longer, but at least 2 to 3 months before that offer actually goes live, you want to be generating leads for that offer. And so you want to be planning your podcast content strategically to support that. And this is exactly what I teach my accelerator clients. Like, they aren't just creating random podcast content. Each episode serves a specific purpose and supports their goals. For instance, one of my accelerator clients followed this approach consistently with the hopes of booking out her one-on-one coaching clients. A year later of consistently approaching her podcast content this way, she has a wait list for her one-on-one coaching services. It really does boil down to, like, are you approaching this strategically? Like, are you really looking at each part of your funnel? And are you creating content for each part, like each of those stages of the funnel? Are you really looking at and being realistic? Like, are you giving yourself enough time to generate leads from your podcast for the specific offer? And this is where you need to know your conversion rate too. But you want to make sure that you have these things in place in order to, you know, see that ROI essentially. But like I said, for that particular client, like, she consistently created the content and like she was consistently, you know, signing new clients each month. But by her being consistent with this podcast content strategy, she's now, you know, had to create a wait list because she can no longer take on any more one-on-one clients. But she also shared with me that when she does have an opening, because she consistently talks about that offer and she has primed her audience, when she does announce that she has an opening on her podcast, like, hey, I have one spot available for one-on-one coaching, she immediately signs a client from her podcast for that offer. She immediately has people apply to work with her. This is important, like, for your content strategy, like, again, approaching it strategically. Basically, when you create your podcast content based on your business goals, it's going to actually support your business growth and help you hit those goals. So that's kind of like the biggest point that I wanted to stress here. Like, your podcast content strategy can't be random. It can't be what everybody else is talking about right now. It can't be what you feel like talking about. It's really looking at your goals first. And then once you know what those goals are, looking at the people you're trying to attract. So that gets into the next piece. So once I know what my goals are for the next 3 to 6 months, I generate content ideas from the people who are my ideal buyers, because I can know my goals. But if the content I'm creating isn't speaking to the people who essentially are a part of those goals, so to speak, or the people who they would be the best fit for my offer, whether it's a paid or free offer, if I'm not creating content that resonates with them, that is specific to them, I'm still not going to hit my goals. Here's how I go about generating actual content ideas. One, I look at client onboarding and feedback forms. At the end, I guess you could say Q4 of 2025, I did market research because I was revamping my accelerator program. And I also went back through the onboarding and offboarding forms for the clients who went through the accelerator program last year. So client onboarding and feedback forms. I went through that. And while, yes, I was gathering that information to revamp the program, I also used that information to come up with podcast content ideas. Because again, I needed to make sure that the content I'm creating is specific to the people who would be ideal for my accelerator program. So your client onboarding and feedback forms are a gold mine for content ideas. You get to see what their pain point and their challenges were before they started working with you. And you get to see what happened after they worked with you. And you capture the language that they're using specifically to describe these things. Start there. Look at your client onboarding and feedback forms. Next, questions asked during client calls. Goldmine. Because you're already working with these people and they are ideal clients. You love working with them. And so the questions that they're asking are the same questions that other people who would be like them in a good fit for your offer, they're asking those same questions too. Your client calls, if you record them, go watch the replay. You can get a, what is called an AI note taker, or you can jot down, you know, the specific questions they're asking. But these are your content ideas. Another place is inquiry forms or questions asked like during a sales call. Again, if this is coming from someone who you know would be a perfect fit for your offer, or they eventually converted into your offer, take from what they're saying and create content around that. Like, again, a gold mine. Questions from your community. So one of the things we know is that, like, as we're creating more content and different things like that, and we're engaging with our community, that can lead to us having conversations in the DMs, or people sending us a message on Voxer, or people sending an email asking questions. And so as you're getting these questions, like, look at, okay, how can I turn this into a podcast episode? Because I kid you not, if one person has that question, many other people do too. So these are the types of things that you want to be talking about in your content. These are the kind of conversations you want to be having on your podcast. Like your ideal buyers and your clients, like that's where your content inspiration needs to come from, not random people. And then another place is threads and Facebook groups. Now, there's a caveat with this. With threads and Facebook groups, you want to make sure that the people who are asking the questions actually match the identity of your ideal buyer. I see people like, you know, use threads for market research. So they'll post like this, post a question or have people, you know, vote on the poll and stuff like that. But you want to make sure that the people who are responding or the questions people are asking that like you're seeing on these platforms, that they're actually your ideal buyers. Because if they're not, that's when you can start creating the wrong type of content and start attracting people who actually aren't a good fit for your offer. Now, they may have a similar problem as your ideal client, but the solution they need compared to the solution that your ideal buyer needs, two different things, because they're at different levels. So you just want to make sure that that's crystal clear, like that the people who, like, again, you're looking at their threads posts or their Facebook posts, that they're actually someone who would be ideal for the offer that you're planning to promote on your podcast. Okay, so like I said, these are like my favorite places to generate content ideas. And I kid you not, I get new content ideas weekly. Like I just added to my Trello board a card for 2026 content ideas because I've been having really good conversations with the women in my community. And especially on threads, just different conversations, because even like content I post and then people comment or they ask follow-up questions, it's so good, right? Or even like having clients reach out and ask me different questions and whatnot. It's like helping me like build up that content bank and everything. And so that's what you want to do. Like these conversations aren't random or whatnot. And the conversations aren't just about you getting the sell. Like you really need to look at too, like, oh, well, if they asked this question, I'm sure someone else who would be, you know, ideal for this offer probably has that question too. Like I'm really good at creating podcast content around those things, but also writing an email real quick and sending that to my list and whatnot, especially like if I'm in the middle of a launch and I'm, you know, sending like daily emails and stuff, I will like add in another email because somebody replied to one of the other emails with a follow-up question that was really good. We can't always anticipate like what questions our ideal clients have, because how we view it as the industry expert versus someone who would be ideal for our offer, we view it in different ways. And so having these conversations and really looking at what people are asking around these topics related to your area of expertise, it's a gold mine for podcast content ideas. And so you want to be paying attention to those things. Pull out your phone and jot it down in your notes app, or if you have a Google Doc, or how like I use Trello, like you have a project management tool. Like you want to be like just pulling those ideas and putting them somewhere, so that way when you're, you know, getting ready to launch a new offer, you have the content ideas already in place, so that way you can have a good launch. Like you can see those leads come in and see those conversions and everything like that. Okay. The biggest takeaway that I want you to get from this episode is that when you are podcasting for your business, your podcast content strategy needs to align with your business goals. When that doesn't happen, you're not going to see the results you want to see. And staying consistent with your podcasts, it becomes challenging. And you're constantly wondering, you know, what you should talk about on your podcast, or even just wondering like why you're not seeing the results you want to see. So align your podcast content strategy with your business goals and it will all click. Like literally the ideas will be endless because you have a clear focus you have a clear plan, you have clear goals, like that's your guiding force right there. Like that's what I need you to do. But also, this is what I teach inside of the Evergreen Marketing Accelerator. I even created a podcast content planner that helps you plan content for each stage of the customer journey for each of your offers. And so the questions in the planner help you brain dump countless podcast content ideas. And also too, again, as you're having these conversations or even like going back through like inquiry forms and feedback forms and onboarding forms and stuff like that, you can add those ideas to your content planner. So apply to the Evergreen Marketing Accelerator today to get expert support with creating a podcast content strategy that actually supports your business growth. You can learn more at mamaturnmompreneur.com/accelerator. All right, that's it for this one.